This is 89.1 WEMU News, and I'm David Fair. It was Gelman Sciences that dumped the 1,4-dioxane that has polluted a portion of Ann Arbor's groundwater. Gelman was ultimately bought out by Paul, which was then purchased by Danaher. Now, although the Gelman factory is long gone now, Gelman Sciences, Inc. is the legal entity that holds financial responsibility for remediation of the plume. In this seventh WEMU Green Room segment devoted to Ann Arbor's groundwater contamination, Barbara Lucas takes time to explore how does money, or lack thereof, impact the strategy used to deal with the plume.
I'm with Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. We're on Wagner Road, next to an extraction well. Pratt would like to see more pumping and treating.
There's dozens and dozens of these in various parts of Ann Arbor, and I think we'd all love it if they had dozens and dozens more. You know, back in 2012, they slowed down the rate at which they pumped this material out. I'm not sure what reason why.
He knows that since 2005, the court-ordered goal has been containment of the dioxane plume and not clean up to drinking water standards. But he says even that low goal isn't being met as the plume is spreading. He'd like to see the legally responsible polluter spend more.
The current rate of spending is somewhere between $1 million and $2 million a year.
He's glad for the $700,000 the state legislature has allocated to the DEQ to monitor Ann Arbor's plume. But he points out that's taxpayer money paying for a problem industry created. And the DEQ's already hurting.
In the last 15 years, the DEQ's staff has been slashed by 25%, and their budget's been slashed by almost 60%. So they're spread pretty thin.
State Representative Jeff Irwin notes how economic interests have influenced the remediation strategy negotiated in court.
And we're going to be up against Gelman, Paul, and Danaher, who want to hold on as many of their dollars as possible at the expense of our groundwater and our environment here in Ann Arbor.
He blames the political climate for the lack of funds.
The law requires the DEQ to balance the economic utility of the cleanup with the actual harm to human beings. And because we're in the city all on city water, there's been sort of an attitude that, well, we can solve this by putting in place these prohibition zones, which are really just to prevent people from ever touching the water again. Now, to me, that's a completely unacceptable way to treat our water and to treat all of our rights to that water.
Irwin says there's talk of proposing a more protective state standard for 1,4-dioxane, something like 3.5 parts per billion. But he says there's a political barrier.
Working with a majority in the state legislature that values the economy more than health, that would be my view.
Some may be reassured there is a chunk of money earmarked for the Ann Arbor contamination.
$28,431,846.
That's Michael McLeland of the DEQ. He's referring to the financial assurance mechanism, money Gelman Incorporated was court-ordered to set aside.
What are the conditions that need to be met before those funds can be used?
Yeah, so that's a line of credit we have. So really the condition is if Gelman is unable to financially perform their obligations under the consent judgment, we're able to use the line of credit.
I meet with Roger Rail of SIO Residents for Clean Water.
Look at the 3D representations over the years.
He shows me his computer modeling of the mass of dioxane, which in almost three decades of treatment has decreased by only a fraction. He says $28 million is not nearly enough to deal with what remains. But for those who'd like to see the plume tackled more aggressively, could that money somehow be accessed now?
That's not going to happen anytime soon, so we have to call in the sheriff.
Who's the sheriff?
The EPA.
Superfund.
I guess, yeah.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
Should Ann Arbor apply to be added to the list of sites awaiting federal Superfund designation to remediate the contamination? Stay tuned for upcoming Green Root episodes as we explore this and more. To hear all of WEMU's ongoing series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume, visit our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.